before, in other words, before we said that the... We're going to go on before I start to give them out. So before we said that what? That actually the whole that the machlokes near Biachon and Rish Lakish is, according to Rish Lakish, you require a kinyan in the guf hadavar. That's why Moses is no good. That's why money is no good. Because in order to do a kinyan on the talent, you must do an action to the substance itself. But you're paying money for it is nothing. So in other words, it would seem to lack in shtar doesn't work on talent. Shtar is only on karkos. So therefore, according to Rish Lakish, right? We thought that's a svara. If that's the case, but you see, by a guy it does work. By a guy Moses is kanos. So therefore, you can't say just simply that the reason why Rish Lakish maintains that Moses are not kanos is because he didn't do an action to the guf hadavar. Because by a guy, you see, it's fine. Okay. All right. It's just a theoretical question. According to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yechanan, money is always a kinyan. The moment I pay for something, it's always mine. Question that we asked was, is that the same kinyan kesef as a kinyan kesef by karka? By real estate, you always say that the money is a kinyan. Money is always a kinyan over there. The question is that the same type of a kinyan according to Rabbi Yechanan or not? You see? According to Rish Lakish, there is no kinyan kesef. For sure, by metalim, from one Jew to another Jew. And nevertheless, you see, Moses is kona with regard to from a Jew from a guy, or a guy from a Jew. So you see, it would seem to be that it's not the same kinyan kesef altogether. It's not the same kinyan kesef altogether. Because what are you going to say that it's the same kinyan kesef that works from a Jew to a guy, that doesn't work by a Jew? It doesn't seem to be that way. So it must be that by metalkal in itself, the kinyan is a different type. Even though you're using money, it's not the same concept as a kinyan kesef by soda. Nasati kesef soda kach mimeni, or by kedushin, which is derived from karka.
It's not a legal term, but a descriptive term.
It's a different type of kinyan. What exactly is the difference at this point is hard to say, but it would seem that it's a different type of kinyan. Because with the same kinyan, so then Rish Lakish wouldn't be able to say that it works. It doesn't work by Jews. He says no kinyan kesef metal. No, but by a guy, you see more skana. So it's, we have to understand how it works. But at least it's lining up that way. You know what I mean? It's a different thing altogether. The question is the area now. The machlekes of Yechon and Shlakes. That's the basic underlying machlekes of the whole sugya. Okay, machlekes is whether money effectuates a kinyan by metalim by movables. Or whether it's meshicha, whether moving the object is what effectuates the kinyan. Okay, so the sheet of Mekabetzis in Bav Metzia on Daf Memzayin of Beis. So he brings down 248 in the sheet. He brings down Kashli Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan knows that money does the kinyan. So how are you going to effectuate a kinyan when you give a present? Give a man a present. Say here's a book. So he can't be counted, you have to pay for it. So what's the answer? So there's two answers the Rishonim give. The Ritva gives one answer. The Tesis gives one answer. Tesis says that wherever there is no money, like by a present, then Mashiach works. What kind of a halacha is that? So the halacha is basically like we said yesterday. The halacha is that the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they both agree that the transaction, the business transaction, effectuates a kinyan. But in a business transaction, there are two elements. There's paying for the money, and there's taking the commodity. Those are the two actions that are involved in the transaction. The only machlokas thing, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is which one of the two is effective. See? They both agree that the kinyan is the action which is involved in bringing about a transaction. The only question is, which action is it? So Rabbi Yochanan maintains it's giving the money, and Rish Lakish maintains it's moving the article. You understand? So that's why now the question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, giving the money, how do you give a guy a present? How's he going to get it? So the answer is, that's what Taisus answers. He says, where they both are involved, where the transaction involves giving money and moving the article, so then Rabbi Yochanan maintains that it's really giving the money that effectuates the kinyan. However, Where in Matan is a different, Matan has a different nature. Matan is that element doesn't exist. The giving of the money. Because the nature of the kinyan is Matan. Matan is a different kind of kinyan, giving a present. So in a present there is no commercial transaction. So since there is no commercial transaction, so then Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the that definitely the action, the only action left, you see, is the action of Mashiach.
Could be Rishus.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay. Ramban says that even Matana, the only way you could do it is either Chalipin or Chotzer or Agav. That's what he maintains. But Taisus disagrees. Why? I'll tell you why. What's the Machlokes between Ramban and Taisus? Taisus answer, let's just understand Taisus answer a little bit. Taisus answer makes a lot of sense. What Taisus saying is like this, that the Kenyan, you see, what is, you can't have Machlokes and Marayim, a broad Machlokes. What do you mean? I mean, where is the common denominator? Where's the common ground? One says this, one says that. Where's the common ground there? Machlokes, we know, has to have a certain form. The answer is they both knew, they both maintained that the Kenyan is effectuated by the action which is involved in a transaction. You see? That they both agree on. But the only thing is that in the case where you have two actions, the question is which one is superior, which one prevails. Is it the action of giving the money or is it the action of moving the article? But Matan is a different kind of a kinyan altogether. So therefore, over there, there's no machlokes because the only possibility is the action of moving the article. You understand what I mean? I don't know if I'm making it clear enough. You know what I mean? The point is it has to do with the nature of kinyanim. The nature of the kinyan is that the kinyan is the action of the transaction. So by matana it has to be Meshicha. You see, but by nekach u'memkar, so it doesn't have to be. It doesn't, since there are two actions. The question is which one of the two is the one that clinches the deal. In other words, the difference between, that's what Taisus maintains, that Matan is a totally different phenomenon. The Machlokes in Ramban and Taisus is, what is Matan? Is Matan a completely different phenomenon? If it's a completely different phenomenon, Matan, it has to be the Mashiach. You see, but a commercial action is a different kind of an action. Where commerce is involved is an exchange of money for an article. So there, it's a different kind of an action. The question is, what characterizes to a greater extent the commercial activity? Is it giving the money, or is it taking the article? So each one has an advantage. Taking the article, of course, is a kinyan in the Guf HaDavar, but the commercial aspect is expressed more in giving the money. So they both agree that kinyanim are based upon the action which characterizes the nature of the transaction, you see. The only question is which one is more characteristic, or which one is more important. Important is a weak word, but anyways. But by matana has a different type of character. It's a different kind of an action. So their teacher says, of course, Mashiach works. Whereas the Ramban says no. Ramban disagrees. Ramban says that matana, you have no choice. I want to give you a present. I have to give it to you. Put it in your hand or put it in your house. Otherwise, you're not coming. Otherwise, I can still take it back. So according to the Ramban, Matan is not a different kind of category. Categorically, Matan is not a different kind of transaction. Matan is the same thing. You're trying to get an object from one rishus to another. Whether Matana means I forfeit the payment. Matana really is mecher. The question is, what is Matana? Is Matana really mecher with a forfeiture of payment? Or Matan is a whole new category of kinyan? That's the machlokes. If I say it's a whole new category of kinyan, so then it makes sense to say that over there, of course, it has to be moving, because that's the action which expresses the nature of the transaction. That expresses the character of the transaction. Whereas in commercial, that's not the nature of the action. In commercial, the nature of the action is paying the money. You see, it's a different type of character. So that's why you can't ask any question, how come by Matan and Mashiach works and by Mekach HaMemkar money works, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The action which typifies, which characterizes the transaction, is the one which makes the kinyan. That's the underlying theory. So therefore, by mecher, the action which characterizes the transaction is giving the money. Whereas by matana, it's a totally different nature. There, the action which characterizes the transaction is taking the object. That's matana. Whereas Ramban maintains that matana doesn't have a different character. In both cases, I'm merely trying to transfer an object from one rishus to another rishus. That's what I'm trying to do. The only thing is that by matana, I'm forfeiting money. I don't want any money. I'm giving to you that's the case, and then you can't say, then the Ramban is right. Then how can you say by Matana suddenly Rabbi Yochanan is going to come in with Mashiach? Where do you get Mashiach from? He says there's no such thing as Mashiach.
Well,
I put it that way. It's a little better. In other words, the halacha is that you have to do the action which best characterizes the transaction. So therefore, the machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why Matana and Mecher has no problem, because what best characterizes Mecher is giving the money, and Matana is just taking the article. The machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is, what's the machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? If I say the action which best characterizes the transaction, then I'd be on Rabbi Yochanan's side, because that certainly is the according to Tesis, a commercial action is giving the money. So he's giving the money. But Rish Lakish maintains that's no good. Why? Because he maintains it, not because it doesn't characterize the transaction. Now, if it characterizes it very nicely. The only problem is, since it's not related to the Gufa Dava, so it lacks insofar as Kenyan is concerned. So that's what Rish Lakish maintains, that you can't use that action of money. So that's according to Tesis. According to Tesis is very nice. How does Ramban learn? Ramban learns that he learns the same way. The question is which best characterizes the transaction. But the Ramban says Matana is a subdivision, is subsumed under the kinyan of Metalin. It's Mecha Chamento with a forfeiture of money. That's what it is. That's the Machlokes Rosh Hashanah. Works out very nice. That's where's that Gemara?
That's
on Chafav Amanoff. In Kiddushin. Oh, the Gemara asked the question.
Yeah.
But that's the answer. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Kiddushin is only according to Rabbi Yechon and speak Midrabban. Very good. Very good. Everything's good. Fine. Okay. So the first theory of the Gemara is that Kinyanamar merely means of demonstrating bilus over the object. There are three means of demonstrating bilus over an object. Now, since it's a demonstration of mastery over the object, and the guy and the nechassim of a person ought to be considered as an extension of the person himself. So if the person himself is subject to one of the actions which represent bilus, which represent mastery, so certainly is nechassim, right? So there the Gemara's assumption is that kinyanim are not particularized. That's the assumption. Kinyanim are not particularized. But they're not particular structures. They're just actions which demonstrate mastery over the object. So therefore, you can once you know that it does that it has that ability, so then it's fine. It's fine for the person. Certainly fine for the object. Okay. So I wasn't going to say I can't say that. Why? Gemara refutes it in two manners. First refutation is. Okay, is that the case? So your theory doesn't follow through. Let's follow through your theory. Shtar demonstrates mastery over the gavra, so certainly it demonstrates bilus over the over his object. And how come shtar doesn't work? So your theory doesn't follow through. That's one refutation. What's the second refutation? But here, now I'll show you the first type of argument is that your reasoning doesn't follow through. But there's a strong kind of argument. Not your reasoning doesn't follow through, it doesn't hold any water. That's the second argument. What's the second? My second argument is that according to your reasoning, right? According to your reasoning, what should happen? That when you have a Yisrael from a Yisrael, that Yisrael could be Kohen another Jew, is a Kenyan in another Jew, with regard to Ad, with regard to Avdus. So therefore, if you could be Kohen in him through Kesef, right? So he should certainly be Kohen to Yisrael in Talmud through Kesef. And we're going to Rish Lakish, else Kesef is no good. So therefore, you see, your reasoning does not work. Okay? Yep. Okay, the Dinesh Paskon Tar. Miyad Misach Ahudim Mashicha. Ho Miyad Avagachavim Bekesef. Alright? So what's the Pasuk saying? How do we explain this?
Because
this is something particular about Amisach. The Eimah Miyad Avagachavim Klaalo. What does it mean Miyad Avagachavim Klaalo? What do you mean? I can't buy something from the guy? That's impossible to say. So what does Rashi say it means? It means to say that it won't be mine until I take it to the Marashus. So we said that there's two different types of kinyanim. There's a transactional kinyan, where you transfer something from one property to another. That's, you have to go back to the halacha to the kinyan of Geneva. Geneva means where I have possession. That's the Gemara in Meruba. There's two types of kinyan. There's a chalos kinyan in the object, the chalos that this object is mine. Then there's possession of the object. So a thief, what he does is he takes over possession of the object, physical possession. physical possession is a kinyan. It's a form of kinyan. So the Gemara wants to say, it's a more primitive form of kinyan, but it's a form of kinyan. So the Gemara wants to say that with regard to a guy, what happens? That by a guy, klala. You can't be, there is no halacha kinyan, a chalos and an object with regard to a guy. And since there's no chalos and an object with regard to a guy, there is no transactional kinyan. Because a transactional kinyan is a chalos. If I pick up this book, it doesn't mean a thing. If you tell me you're going to sell it to me, so now it's a transference. So you see that there's a transactional kinyan in terms of the chalos. The chalos changes from you to me. As soon as I pick it up, it becomes mine. Okay? So that's the kinyan of chalos. So Rashi says when the Gemara said klala klalo, the Gemara didn't mean that you can't buy anything from a guy. That's impossible. What the Gemara meant was that there's no transactional kinyan, there's no kinyan of chalos. That type of kinyan from a guy. But what's the kinyan? Kinyan's possession. Physical possession. Okay? So, therefore, what happens is the guy is maintaining possession of the object. He's selling it to me. I pay him for it. He permits me to take it and to take over possession. The moment I take over possession, it's mine. It's not transactional. It's his kinyan has... his kinyan is... And the object is gone, vanished. And now mine came into existence. It's a different kind of a kinyan. It's a more primitive type of kinyan. So the Gemara wants to say that by a guy, that's the only kinyan there was. Why isn't that geneva? Wasn't this in geneva between kinyan? The answer is geneva, shalob rishus. Geneva is when I have possession of the object, the guy has possession of the object, and I go off and I take it against his permission. Then that's stealing. It means I have no right to institute my possession, you see, on an object without his, when he has possession. But if he permits me to take possession, so then my possession will take over. Then it's not guessed. Now the Gemara brings back this Kalvachoma the Gemara just refuted before. The Gemara 2 minutes ago just said that that's not a good Kalvachoma. Now the Gemara says, no, Kalvachoma, em gufo, konem, em onu lakoshkin. So what does it mean? The Gemara just refuted that same Kalvachoma. What's the answer? So the answer is the Gemara refuted the Kalvachoma because the Gemara maintained that you can't just go to Kinyanim and say that if this action is a demonstration of bilus, so it's a demonstration of bilus with regard to the man, with regard to his extensions, his possessions as well. Because Kinyanim are more particularized. Kinyanim are constructed in a way where they're constructed to be related properly to the object that they work on. So they effectuate Kinyanim. So therefore, you can't say if one Kinyan works on him, works on his metabolism. Because metabolism is a different category. That you can't say. So in a particular way, you can't make this kavachama. Alright? But in general, you can make the kavachama. Because you're telling me that a guy is not subject to a chalos shem of kinyan, to a kinyan of chalos. But you see, he himself is subject to a kinyan of chalos. So if he himself is subject to a kinyan of chalos, his nechasamor is certainly subject to a kinyan of chalos. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Alright? Yes. You can't say which kinyan, just because one kinyan works on him, you can't say that it's going to work on his nechasa. But the general picture that if the kinyan of chalos is effective on a guy himself, the kinyan of the chalos kinyan can take place on his nechasa as well. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? Well, Shlomo's question is that we're talking about over here, when you buy a guy from a Jew, right? The Gemara is saying, "Gufa kana mamana lakoshka." You see? Gufo konen mamono lakoshkin. So what Shlomo's asking is, no, over here the guy is just an object. And you're actually buying it from a Jew. So what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's question? Gufo konen mamono lakoshkin. No, the reason why gufo konen is because what? Because he's buying from a Jew. And he's just an object. It's mamono shel Yisrael, actually. It's mamono shel Yisrael. So what does it show? It shows you an interesting thing. You understand what I mean? In other words, the guy, the Eved Kanani, is the monetary object of a Jew. So therefore, what are you showing me? That in Gufo Konoi, Mamono Lokolshkein. No, in Gufo Konoi means, over here, it's not, he's just a monetary object. So that's why, it's Mamono, he's Mamono over here in this case, and you're buying it from a Jew. So what's the Gemara's question? Okay? In other words, you're showing me a case where I buy from a Jew we agree that it's king of chalos. So why, how are you proving that a guy, you can buy from a guy, his possessions you can buy from a king of chalos, is subject to king of chalos? What's the answer?
Well,
If it was a case of buying it from a guy, then the Gemara wouldn't have said him gufo koni mamono klokoski. And Gemara said mamono. That's mamono. That shows that the gavra of the guy is never lost. See, the gavra of the guy is never lost, even though he has a din of mamon, because he's an Eved Kenani. But the gavra of the guy is never lost. He's still a gavra. So therefore, since a chalos is possible in the gavra, so a chalos is possible insofar as the nechassim is concerned. Also, that's what the Gemara says. I proved he's a gavra because he's a Yisrael l'chol davar. He's a Yisrael l'chol davar. I mean, he has mitzvahs kenashim, but he's a Yisrael. He's mekabel geras. He has to have kabbalas geras. How is it possible that he's just money? He's just an object. A human being is never an object. A human being is always a gavra. Even never can. Never can is not just a chatzim. That's what it is. Matter of fact, you see that the difference between Eved Kenani and Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri is really it's only the differences in the level of the gavra, really, between the Eved Kenani and the Eved Ivri. It's in the level of the gavra. In other words, by an Eved Kenani, there's a even though he's a gavra, there's a kinyan aguf insofar as his physical body's concerned. You see. But in the Yisrael, there's no kinyan aguf insofar as the physical body is concerned. It's just a kinyan that relates to the person of the gavra. In Eved Ivri, it's more abstract. The kinyan relates to the person of the... It's a kinyan in the person of the gavra. Whereas in Eved Kenani, it's really a kinyan... It's a kinyan begufa. It's a kinyan begufa. That's what I would say. Or the friendship between Eved Kenani and Eved Ivri in the following way. In other words, in Eved Kenani, the kinyan takes place begufa, in his physical body. The kinyan is with regard to his physical body. In Eved Ivri, when we say Eved Ivri gufa konoi, it doesn't mean that his physical body is nicknamed. There's no kinyan. It means that there's a kinyan in the gavra. It's not just that you bought schiris of 6 years. There's a kinyan in the gavra. But the gavra is more abstract than the physical body. Whereas with regard to Eved Kenani, the kinyan is in the physical body. The difference is, they're both gavras. The difference is, and how much of a kinyan relates actually to the... How much the kinyan relates to the substance of the person. In Eved Kenani, it relates to the physical substance. Eved Ivri, it's the person. It's the person. So kinyan gufa koni is a different concept. That's why the Brisker Rav talks about that in Kaddish. Different concept. It's the Chal Hashem. That's what it means. Chal Hashem means it relates to the gavra. The kinyan and the gavra. The abstract gavra, not the physical person. You can't say one Jew owns another Jew's guf. The kinyan is guf. Once I show you that the gavra is subject to chalos, then his nechassim is certainly subject to chalos. That's the way it works. That's the way it works in a kavachama. You can't get philosophy in a kavachama. Kavachama is just that's the way it is. If you see it works with regard to the gavra, it certainly works with regard to something which is in a lower state. You can't get philosophy. Now the Gemara's question: Emi adav chol ma'adi katarti? What's adi katarti? Until you have both. So adi ikatarti, so the question is, what do you mean both? If one is no good, so why is both better? So we wanted to say that really the halacha, the way we understand the machlekes and b'yachon Rish Lakish, so the question is, which most typifies the transaction? Which most characterizes the transaction? So I might say by a guy, you need both expressions of the transaction. Both expressions of the transaction. That's very good. That's a very nice thing to Gemara. That's the Gemara's tarti. You need the expression of the transaction of the money, and you need the expression of the transaction of the Mashiach. You see? But if you say that, then the Gemara's next question doesn't fit in. What's the Gemara's next question? The Gemara's next question is V'lav kavachamahu gufa ba'achas mamona b'shtayim. To say if the chalos and he himself is only the only one. So in his money, you're going to say you need two?
You'll be right.
The answer is, that's no problem. Because we didn't say that you necessarily require two kinyanim. All we said was that in the transaction, since there's two parts to the transaction, you need both expressions. Right? But by gufo, it's a different type of a kinyan. Gufo is karka. You know, the karka you see is different. Karka you see is different because karka you see is, you see, for instance, by karka doesn't work, chazaka works by karka. Chazaka is not an expression of a commercial transaction. Chazaka is just demonstration of bilus. No, I'll go to parts. I go into the field. And I do some action in the field. So that's a different kind of a phenomenon. What's the Gemara asking here? If it's gufo is ba'achas, kavachoma that mamono is ba'achas. It's difficult to say that kinyanim require a quantitative object. You need one demonstration. You need two demonstrations of bilus from a guy. It's not enough for one. So then you'll say, no, the Gemara means because that comprises the transaction. Both aspects of the transaction, action has to be demonstrated. Then what's the Gemara's next question? From Gufo, because Gufo, it doesn't, Gufo is his Kaka. Kaka is a different kind of thing altogether. Kaka doesn't go by the characterization of the transaction. Kaka, you see, Chazaka works in Kaka. Shtar works in Kaka. Different kind of thing. The Kesef of Kaka, we're maintaining the Kesef of Kaka is different than the Kesef of Mekachomemka. It's a different kind of Kesef. Kesef of Mekachomemka really is the Kesef that characterizes the transaction. Kesef of Kaka is a separate Jewish Kesef. The Kesef is Kona, is an object. The object itself is Kona. Not because it characterizes the transaction. So, maybe what the Gemara is saying is like this. I mean, I have my doubts about it, but maybe. Maybe the Gemara is like this. That since Kinyanim are structured in a way that they demonstrate... the kinyanim demonstrate mastery. They demonstrate the demonstrations of bilus. The demonstration of bilus. So the Gemara is saying that it cannot be that the Torah would structure kinyanim in a way that, with regard to the person himself, one action suffices, and with regard to metatlin, you require two. In other words, the demonstration of kinyan has to be in line with a certain format in all its aspects. So it can't be that the Torah would structure a kinyan in a way that with regard to the object is two manifestations. You require two manifestations, and with regard to the person himself, one is enough. You have the good. In other words, since it will come out that there's a greater performance, if I require two, so it means insofar as the Gavra's demonstration is concerned, there's a greater expression of the Gavra's dominance through the Gavra's action. The action, in other words, There's two things that demonstrate the bilus. One is the nature of the action, and the other is the performance of the gavra, the fact that the person is involved in the performance. So it can't be that the Torah would make a halacha that there's a greater demonstration on the part of the gavra with regard to his nechasim requires a greater demonstration than with regard to the gavra himself. It would be uneven to have such a halacha. Maybe I'm listening. Let's go further. The two would be not just two, three, five. That doesn't make any sense. But the two would be because the kinyan involves really two components. But the only thing is that then what would occur is that in other words, in kinyanim you have to deal with two things. You have to deal with the nature of the kinyan. You have to deal with the expression of the maisak, an expression of the maisakin, which is an expression of the gavra. And there's two elements in kinyan. So therefore, you can't if the gavra is not required to demonstrate. And so far as the gavra is concerned, you can't demonstrate by the gufo. You only require X amount of demonstration. You can't require more by the nechassim. Even though you'll tell me that by nechassim, the reason why I'm doing it is because they're two components of one entity. So that's why I'm doing it. In the other case, it's not a matter of two components. Yeah, but the fact is that every maisa kinya is an expression of bilus. Insofar as the gavra is concerned. And it doesn't make any sense to say that... That over here you require two expressions, and over here you require one. In other words, the kavachomer is insofar as the expression of the gavra is concerned. That's the kavachomer. Insofar as the expression of the gavra is concerned vis-a-vis the object. You know, we're changing. In other words, say like this. that since you see by Yisrael that really Mo'os alone is enough to characterize a transaction. Or, right, according to Shlokesh. The Shlokesh says that what? Meshicha alone is enough to characterize a transaction. So therefore, by a guy, why is Meshicha not enough? Why is Meshicha not enough? So you're going to tell me Meshicha is not enough because he requires more of an expression of more of bilus, more demonstration of bilus in order to be kana. It's not enough. So what's lacking? What's lacking is that you only have one demonstration of bilus. That's what you have to say. Very good. Okay, yeah. Not all the yes. Then let's go back. By Yisrael, we know that Meshicha works. So you see that Meshicha, insofar as characterizing the transaction is concerned, Meshicha is fine. Because you see, it works by Yisrael. Now, by a guy, why isn't Meshicha good? Meshicha characterizes a transaction. So you must tell me, because there's separate halacha, that you require an additional maisa. You require one maisa is not enough. You require an additional maisa. What? You require. So the reason why you're taking up mos is because one action is not enough. One action is not enough to demonstrate the mastery. Right, it's a greater mastery. So yeah, exactly. So this I could show you from Gufo that Gufo, that's good. So this I could show you from Gufo that you see by Gufo itself one action is enough. Gufo itself one action is enough. So certainly by Mamana. What? I mean, you still do have a problem with the quantitative. Why?
Why still?
Yeah, it's a problem. It's not completely smooth. Well, let's go further. Now the Gemara says, Amo Boho Boho. Maybe by a guy you'll say that what? They could do either or. So here you see our theory comes back again, that there are two expressions of the transaction. Otherwise, the Gemara couldn't have said, Amo Boho Boho. What kind of sense does that make? What do you mean? Boho Boho. Right? So you see, since there's two expressions, so maybe the guy has the option of doing either or. So what does the Gemara say? No. What does it mean? It means to say that kinyanim can't be that way. Can't have such type of kinyanim. Arbitrary kinyanim. Either or. There's no such thing. You see that a kinyan has to have a specific structure. So just like by Yisrael has a specific structure, so by a guy also has to have a specific structure. You understand what I mean? You can't have, in other words, you can't have in the realm, you're still speaking in the realm of one type, in the realm of one kinyan, mekach u'memka. You can't tell me when it comes to Yisrael it has a specific tzura, and when it comes to Goy, it's either or. It can't be in this realm of the same kinyan. You understand what I mean? If it wasn't for the pasuk, you could say it. The Gemara, the pasuk is dum yadam isecha. It's a limud of dum yadam isecha. So the pasuk tells you, if you wouldn't have the Dumi Dami Sechas, I'd say by God, it's a completely different phenomenon. Different phenomenon altogether. He has a choice. He could do either or. It's a different phenomenon completely. By God. Then I would totally guess him. But Dumi Dami Sechas shows you, that it really is not a completely different phenomenon. There is something, he has something in common with the Jew, which means that it really, the Kinyane Mekach Memker are really are the same, and it's all one category of kinyan and mekach memker. One category of kinyan and mekach memker. You can't say that a Jew has one and a guy has either one. That's what the Gemara says. I would say yes. If you'd say oh boho, right. What it would mean is like this: that by a guy, all a guy has to do is demonstrate the right. All he has to do is demonstrate the transaction. There's no specific form. Any demonstration of the transaction is good. So therefore he has a choice, either Kesef or else Meshicha. Either or. All he has to do is demonstrate it's not a specific Tzura, you say. So that the Gemara says you can't say. Why? Because Dum Yada Misecha teaches you that by a guy it's not a totally different system. That would be a different system. Dum Yada Misecha has to be the same kind of a system. Just like by a Jew it has a specific Tzura, and you don't have a specific Tzura, and it's not just any action which demonstrates the transaction. So by a guy also you're going to have one action that demonstrates the transaction. It can't just arbitrarily be, leave it up to him to do anything which demonstrates the there's no specific Tzura. Yeah, that's the lima from the
Midrash. But it can be a different action.
What? Different it can be, but it has to have a tzura. This really, this Gemara has all the basics of Kinyan. And this is the Gemara, all the basic ideas of Kinyan. Okay. Yes, the question is why is it different by a guy than by a Jew? What's the ultimate reason why it's different? A question like this, the best thing to do is to say something that's necessary. You know what I mean? Like, not to really move off into theory, if you have nothing to go on. What could you say that? What could you say that's necessary for the Gemara? In other words, that the gavra in a transactional kinyan, the gavra plays a role just as much as the object and the nature of the kinyan. That's what you say. And the transactional kinyan, the gavra plays an essential role. It's not just the maisa kinyan, but the gavra as well. And the gavra of Yisrael and the gavra of a goy are two different gavras. So therefore, you have to have two different types of kinyan.
Okay, so let me see.
The gavra plays a role. No, because I'll tell you how. Because it's transactional. Because it's transactional. That's okono miyadam yisecha. It's a transactional kinyan. The idea of transactional is the central idea of the whole sugya. Okono miyadam yisecha. See the pasuk. Okono miyadam yisecha. Miyad liyad. Transaction. That's what the pasuk means. Same thing reversed in Gemara. See? That's right. In other words, if the guy can subdue the Jew through kinyan kesef, so if you're going to view kinyanim like just demonstrations of mastery, so if this action is enough to demonstrate mastery over the gavra, so certainly it's enough to demonstrate mastery over the mechassim. So here the guy can demonstrate mastery over the gavra of the Jew. Even though an Eved Ivri is not koni like an Eved Kanani's koni, but it still is the gavra. It's just two different types of things. But still the Kavachoma still stands, because it's still the Gavra versus his Nechasa. You understand? Even though the Jew is not Nikna physically, it's not a Kenyan Begufa. It's a Kenyan in the Gavra, but you see the Gavra can be subdued. It's subject to Kenyan. So that's the case. So then the Gavra of Yisrael is subject to Kenyan. See, really, Eved Ivri is really more like a Kenyan Kedushin, really. Because by Kedushin, Misha also is Nikness. It's a kinyan shel issa. It's a kinyan shel issa. That's really what the Brisker Rav said when he said that this whole idea of Eved Ivri Gufa Konui expresses itself in the halacha of Rabba Moshe Lo Shifcha Knanis. See? It's Matir Shifcha Knanis. Because it's really a kinyan shel issa. What does it mean it's a kinyan shel issa? It means it's a kinyan really just like by Isha. And Isha also subject to kinyan, but not Begufa. There's no kinyan Isha Begufa. This is a kinyan in the Gavra of the Isha. It means it's a kinyan so far as the Gavra is concerned. It's a halachic. It's an abstract halachic entity. Same thing with regard to an Eved Ivri. It's an abstract halachic entity, and that's why once that abstract halachic entity takes place, therefore his Rebbe could be his Rav could be Moser Lo Shifcha Knanis. Alright? But you're sending them up for the same way. That you see that what? The Kinyanim are structured specifically. Okay? For different objects. Now, next one. See from the Gemara clearly that the Gavras play a role in Kinyana, because you see both sides, right? So now we say what the halacha is saying. You see that's where you see the idea of it's transactional. If it's a one-way thing, so then the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. What are you going to say? You say that when I buy from another Jew, so then I'm. So I'll ask you, who's the Tullian? Who's the Tullian? Tullian the Malchut or Lekeach? Ramanusha. What's the deficiency here? I'm buying from the guy, so you can tell me, okay, the guy can't use the first case is what? First case, the Jew buys from the guy. So you'll tell me, Jew buying from the guy, so the transference, so the guy can't use Mashiach. So therefore, I have to use what? Kesef. Now, but I'm fine insofar as Mashiach is concerned, but he's no good. So now when he buys from me, so what are you going to say? That I'm no good now with regard to Mashiach? I mean, who's a Tolian? The Kech or the Meicher? See? But the answer is that it's not Tolian Lekeach, it's transactional. There's a concept of transactional. And that's why it's not just coincidental that that when I buy from the guy or sell to the guy, that it's the same Kinyan Kesef. It's a transactional phenomenon. In the transactional phenomena, it doesn't make any difference who's Lekeach or who's the Mocha. But the whole, it's in terms of the transactional picture, it means the transaction between a guy and a Jew. In that transactional situation, the kingdom is kept. That's what the Gemara says. It's a transactional concept. Not a particular, not totally in Lekeach, not totally in Mocher. transactional. In other words, kinyanim are essentially transactional. That's the essence. So now it depends on the since it's transactional means each one plays an equal role. That's what it means. So it doesn't matter which way you go. And the Gemara had to derive all this. We moved them, but that's the final outcome. That's a transactional concept. So there's transaction between a guy and a Jew, and transaction between a Jew and a Jew. So the transaction, the people who make up the transaction, the parties of the transaction, are really essential in determining the kingdom. Play an essential role in determining the kingdom. That's what the Gemara says. That's the whole Gemara. Okay. If you would say that a guy wants to be kona my behema, he can't be kona with a mashiach. Alright? So you'll say it's a defect in the guy. He's not capable of doing mashiach. But if I want to be kona from the guy, why can't I do mashiach? You see? So you have to say it's the concept in kinyanim is a transactional concept. And a transactional concept that means that parties are on equal levels. You see the Gemara treats them both the same. The parties are on equal levels. Transaction between the two parties. It depends upon the nature of the parties. If the parties are Jews, that's one set of kinyanim. If the parties are not Jews, Jews and Goyim, that type of transaction. So then it's a different kind of transaction. It's a transaction per se which is different. That causes a different kingdom. That's all. Taisa Yisrael, Taisa says that by a goy is no king yishtar. Right? So why does Taisa say that? He says from the Gemara, I've got the he's bringing a raya from that Gemara. Because you see, according to the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara says that when somebody else can take that piece of land. If the guy is selling it to the Jew, so the moment that the guy receives the money, so that's it. Buy a Jew from another Jew. So since the Jew wants to be cornered with a shtar, so therefore he has so the mocher also uses a shtar. So therefore the king is not chal to shtar. But by a guy is not shaykh with shtar. So therefore, insofar as the guy is concerned, the moment he gets his money, so he released his property. All right, but the Jew wouldn't have the das to be koneh until he gets a shtar. So there's a twilight zone. So therefore, somebody else comes in and they can be koneh. All right, but the problem is, why can't a guy use a shtar? So that's what Taisa just said over there in the first line. Taisa says mistaver. Says mistaver. He says avokol lo mistaver shelo shtar. All right. Then he proves it from Cheskes Abatim. Now in Cheskes Abatim, Taisa says what the reason is. He says, why is a guy, why doesn't Shtar work by a guy? So he says like this. He says, how do you know Shtar from Sefer Machna? And there was a Jew. So what? There was a Jew. That doesn't mean a guy's excluded. See, what's the right?
What's the case of a whole
parak over there. The Sefer Machna. What's the answer? What's the reason? The reason is because shtar is what I think. I think the reason is because shtar, the kingdom of shtar, is spheres dvarim. Is spheres dvarim. That's what the kingdom of shtar is. It's words. It's text. It's words. Vekach Sefer Machna. It's a goliv, it's a chosim, it's a different kind of a kinyan. It's a kinyan that's based on a spheres dvarim, on a text. It's really like an intellectual type of a kinyan. That's what it is. It's based upon a whole story with Adim and Raya. And that's it's a different kind of nature of the kinyan, it's spheres dvarim. What Taish is saying is that a guy is not shaykh in a kinyan of spheres dvarim. Guy is shaykh in a kinyan of maisa kinyan. But not any king is fear. That's fear as well. The guy wants to sell to the Jew. But you see that in the transaction, all we have to do, it's only, in other words, I guess, you can't say that there's no, why he says no king? He wants to sell to the Jew, and the Jew wasn't kind of told to stop. Right? So say there's no king altogether. So there's no king altogether. No, the answer is it works in two components. In other words, there's the it is a see look at the bilus of the it's a good point. You can see you have one component without the other.
Without
a see look bilus
without his being friendly.
And yet he wasn't gone.
Okay,
yet he wasn't gone. interesting. He's right. Marshall's right. This is a good point. That you see that there's, you see what an interesting thing about Kenyan is that you can have a seal of bilus of the guy, and yet the Jew wasn't caught yet. So even though it's transactional, somehow or other, he could release his his thesis. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Why is that? If it's transactional, it should be that it goes to
really
either call goes, it's not how, unless the Jew gets it. Kol kinyano, according to Rosh Hashanah, kol kinyano b'kesef means by a guy, it's not individualized. The kinyanim are not sophisticated. It's not individualized. Just one kinyan, and the nature of that kinyan is that which is an inherent part of the transaction. That's the nature of a kinyan of a guy. That's it. We prove from the fact that you can't learn the Gemara that it's two separate components, haknah, being makne, giving over, and buying. Why? Because then what are you going to say? A guy can't be kona with kesef, and can't be makne with kesef. And a Jew can't be kona with mashiach, and can't makne with mashiach. So they both can't get together. It's an impossibility. So you must say that a kinyan is a whole entity. Between one entity, it takes place between two individuals. It's viewed as one entity. And therefore, Yisrael and Yisrael is one type of situation, is one entity, and the other entity is wherever an Akum is involved is a party of the Kenyan. But can this you see clearly? I mean, you have to define that way. There's one entity. It's one transactional unit. It's a transactional unit. So you have a transactional unit that consists of two Jews, and a transactional unit that consists of a Jew and a guy. It's two different types of transactional units. It's not that each one individually can't do his part. Otherwise, it's logically impossible they should get together. You see? Right? You understand? Now the question is from that Gemara. The Gemara says that if a guy is makna to me land with a kinyan kesef, so his kinyan is kinyan kesef. I'm not going to be kona until I get the shtar. So the Gemara says that a person can come along and he could usurp the property because there's a gap, there's a legal gap, because the what happens is that Makna, and there's the components of Kona, two separate components. Now, what are you? Now let's go back over here. So, what are you telling me by a guy that a guy can't be Makna with Mashiach, and he can't be Kona with Mashiach? But on the other hand, you're telling me a Jew also can't be Makna with Kesef, and he can't be Kona with Kesef. So, when the two get together, what kind of a new what kind of thing is this? This is not a unit anymore. You understand? That's the problem.
Yep.
In other words, what we're saying is that if you have to view Kinyanim as being a unit, you're viewing Kinyanim as being a unit, an interactional unit, so if that's the case, how could the guy be makna with Kesef when there is no Yisrael on the other side picking it up? It's not an interactional unit anymore. If it's an interactional unit, it must be a transference. Okay, what's the answer? Got that? Allah is a person can do a Maisa Kinyan today and suspend the Chalos until next month. That's Allah. There's a difference between Chalos HaKinyan, when the Kinyan takes effect, and Maisa Kinyan, the performance, the act of the Kinyan. Those are two separate categories. Alright? You have the same Allah, for instance, with regard to the halacha of tonight, right? Now halacha is if I make a kinyan on the condition that it rains tomorrow, I make such a kinyan. So the halacha is unless I conform with all the rules of tonight, so my kinyan is going to take effect. I have to say if it does rain tomorrow, I want the kinyan. If it doesn't, I don't want it. And then there's four halachas with regard to tonight. But if I have to conform with those four halachas. So if I do conform to them, then the Tanai is Kayim. But if I don't conform to the Halachas, then the Kinyan itself is Kayim. Question is, but I don't want to be Kona. I said I do not want to be Kona if it rains tomorrow, so where's my Smichas Das? I told you I don't want it. So you have no Smichas Das. What's the answer? The answer is Smichas Das is not necessary for the Chalos HaKinyan. Smichas Das is only necessary for the Maisa Kenyan. I have Smichas Das that I want this to be a Maisa Kenyan. You see, I want to suspend the Chalos conditionally. So that I can't do.
What happens if you have a Maisa Kenyan?
I'm telling you, if it rains tomorrow, I don't want the Chalos Kenyan. Nevertheless, it's going to take effect against my will. Why? Because I had total smichas das with regard to the Maisa Kenyan. I said, I want this to be a Maisa Kenyan. But what I'm doing is I'm attaching a stipulation to the chalos. My stipulation is with regard to the chalos, not with regard to the Maisa Kenyan. You understand? Maisa Kenyan can't make a stipulation. So once you have smichas das for Maisa Kenyan, the chalos will ensue automatically, unless I halachically can suspend it somehow through the proper mechanisms. You see? That's what you see from the halacha tonight, right? So you see clearly that in Kenyan there's two things. There's the institution of the Maisa Kenyan, and there's the institution of the Chalosa Kenyan. Now, therefore, what we have to say is as follows, that with regard to the Gemara and Bechoros, where the Gemara says that it's an interactional unit, and the parties together play a role in forming the unit, what the Gemara means is they play a role in forming the unit in terms of the Maisa Kenyan. That's what it means. The two parties play a role in forming a unit in terms of the Maisa Kenyan, not forming a unit in terms of the Chalosa Kenyan. They don't form a unit in terms of, it's not, Kenyan is not a unit in terms of the Chalosa, it's only a unit in terms of the action, the performance of the Kenyan. So therefore, when you have the Goy and the Jew get together on the field, so yeah, it's an interactional unit insofar as the Maisa Kenyan is concerned. It's a unit insofar as the Maisa Kenyan is concerned. Insofar as Chalos is concerned, they each go their separate ways. So the Chalos will take effect for the Goy, but the Chalos will not take effect for the Jew. And it's not a contradiction between the Gemara over there and the Gemara Bechoros. That's what I was saying. Insofar as Kesef is concerned, even though I don't want to be Kona with this Kesef, because I don't want to be Kona until I get the Shtar, but I'm interested in having it be, I want the Kesef to be a Maisa Kenyan. Mm-hmm. So the Kesef is a Maisa Kenyan between the Jew and the guy. The only thing is my Chalos, I do not want the Chalos to take place until I get the Shtar, because I don't have any Smichas Das without the with the Shtar. So I'm suspending, it's as if I'm suspending the, what? That's as if he says, I want to be Conan when I get the Shtar. But he's not, he's not having Bedas that this is not a Maisa Kenyan. If he had Bedas that the Kesef is not a Maisa Kenyan, he's not doing a Maisa Kenyan with the guy, then it would be absolutely nothing. Because you can't have one half of a Maisa Kenyan since it's an interactional unit. But I can have a Maisa Kenyan, that I want to do this, this should be a Maisa Kenyan, but I don't want to be Conan until a certain condition is fulfilled until the shtar comes in my hand. So it's as if I said I'm doing the Maisa Kenyan now, and the Chalos will take place when the shtar comes to my hand. It's like I want to do the Kenyan now, and 30 days later it'll become mine. So insofar as the action, the performance of Kenyan, it is an interactional unit. Otherwise, you have to say that way. Because what are you going to tell me? When the Jew does the action of Kenyan of Kesef with the guy, that he's not interested in having a Maisa Kenyan there? What's he doing? Nothing. Kenyan Kesef? It's nothing. It's Kesef. It's not Kesef Shel Kenyan. And now you have property which has no Chalos Bailus from either side. Because the guy already has relinquished. His chalos took place. Mm-hmm. The Jew's chalos didn't begin yet.
So there's
a gap over there in the karka. The karka is a karka from midbar. There's two institutions in Kenyan. Maisa Kenyan and Chalosa Kenyan. Separate areas. Have to be treated separately. So the interactional unit that we're setting up here is an interactional unit for Maisa Kenyan. That's what we have to say. At any rate, the Rambam, which Rambam is that? Perek Alef Hilchos Mechira Halacha what? Halacha Yud?
Yeah,
Halacha
Yud.
And the Rambam says, oh, so what do you see the definition of Noah Godo Paritz is according to the Rambam? What's the definition? What's the definition? Shimush. Shimush is the definition according to the Rambam. Now, according to Taisvis, you wouldn't be able to say what Taisvis says. You wouldn't be able to say the Rambam and Taisvis are at odds, because Taisvis says, what does the man do? The man takes the object and he fixes it up over it. It's tikkun. Right? Yeah. Taisvis learns that no godo parts is tikkun. That's what Taisvis is.
Gotcha.
It's tikkun. According to the Rambam.
But the only thing is.
Like I'm saying, according to the Rambam, it's either shimush or tikkun. According to the Rambam. Taisvis only holds it's tikkun. Taisvis only holds it's tikkun. According to the Rambam, it's shimush or tikkun.
That has to be qualified again.
So Taisus must maintain that Noah is not just opening and closing the door, but Noah really means where he puts in a mano. That's what that's Taisus Shita Babasra.
Fixing the mano.
Fixes it, actually. So it's tikkun. According to Taisus, there's only one definition. It's tikkun achefta. According to the Rambam, it's either shimush or tikkun. So what is it? Why is it? I demonstrate my bias either by fixing the object or else by using the object. Or else by using one of the two ways.
What?
So now Taisvis comes in. Taisvis holds the definition is tikkun. So Taisvis says if the definition is tikkun, it's applicable to metalkalin just as well as it is to karka. That's Taisvis kasha.
Chazaka
is applicable to
Rambam.
To Taisvis kasha, it seems to be logical. Now it seems to be logical, Taisvis kasha. So if tikkun works over there by karka, tikkun works by should work on metalkalin. I say no. There's no comparison. Not only is it a matter of you don't find chazaka by metalkalin, I can't understand how it's even possible to say such a thing. Why? I'll tell you why. Because really, what is chazaka? Chazaka is yeshiva. It's yeshiva. Chazaka is really not just tashmish of the chayfetz. Chazaka is yeshiva. The yeshavtim, as a matter of fact, I think the Gemara Kedushin does say that. But chazaka menolon, amar chiski amar kro, ushvu bo'areichem asher tefastem. Bamet tefastem bi yeshiva. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tone, V'yirishtem also V'yishavtem bo. B'mei yirishtem, B'mei yirashtem, B'yishiva. So you see that these halachas of tikkun and of shimush really are manifestations of what? Of yeshiva. It's manifestations of yeshiva. It's not just the halacha of tikkun. Tikkun itself is not being kun. It's not tashmish hachefetz indicates bilas. It's yeshiva. That is kana. Yeshiva is impossible by metalkalin. I mean, even if you're going to say that Taisvis holds from the yeshiva, so you can tell me that tikkun is yeshiva. But tikkun is a form of yeshiva. Okay, so tikkun is a form of yeshiva. Fine. Now, what is now? What do you say by kalim? You can tell me by kalim that tikkun does what? That tikkun is it's hard. That's how Taisvis is. See, yeshiva really is tfisa. What is yeshiva? It's a form of tfisa. It means I'm occupying the land. That's what yeshiva is. So what are you going to tell me? I'm occupying the metalkalin just because I moved it. It's not, it doesn't make any sense. It's not subject to yeshiva. It's not subject to yeshiva. It's a different kind of thing. I mean, you take a pen, so I would say, as long as I think, grab it. You know what I mean? But to say that if I fix the pen, that's why. Well, it doesn't make any sense. It tastes very different. Yeshiva, the kingdom of chazak is yeshiva. There's another point, another aspect of this Taisvis. Taisvis asking a question about chazaka by metalkalin, right? But we know there's no such thing as chazaka by metalkalin. Forget about the first conceptually. Yeah. What? Exactly. Right. That's right. There's a new system. Okay. So Taisvis is saying that maybe they should apply in the new system. They should apply chazaka. That's what Taisvis means. That since the phenomena, anytime you find the phenomena which is a kinyan. So the question arises, maybe that phenomena should be valid with regard to the guy. Okay, let's go further. Okay. The Taisus answers, no, the Gemara is only speaking in terms of the realm of Mekachol Memka. Right? That's what he's saying. So they can't ask a question from Chazaka. And the Gemara is speaking in the Okonam Yadam Yisecha means that it's in the realm of Mekachol Memka. And these two things are within the. We can only ask from within the realm of Mekachol Memka. Can't ask external questions from Chazaka. Taisa says. That's why Taisa says. That's how Taisa answers the question. Aye, Chazaka is possible. Taisa says. Oh, he says no, because it's only Okonam Yadam Yisecha means from within the realm of Mekachol Memka. Okay. We said a little bit different than Taisa. I mean, we're on the same track, but we said a little bit different. What we said was that Okonam Yadam Yisecha means that the inherent nature of the kinyan has to stem from the characteristic of Mekachol Memka. So therefore, we wouldn't have Tesis next kasha, where he says, how do you know these things are considered kinyanim? Because that's what we're saying the definition is. But Tesis doesn't go that far. Tesis just says, he agrees that it has to be from the realm of Mecca Chamamker, but he says, nevertheless, how do you know that these actions are considered kinyanim? You know, if Tesis is saying, I have to choose from the realm of Mecca Chamamker, Akonami Amisaha. But how do you know these actions are considered kinyanim within the framework of Mecca Chamamker, within that realm? Who established them as kinyanim? The Tesis says, I see that they're kinyanim in other places. I see by Hegdish and I see by Metziah. The Tesis wouldn't be saying that. In other words, Tesis would never say that O'Connor, if he didn't have the fact that these are kinyanim elsewhere, he wouldn't say over here that they're valid. And the question is not so clear. Mamonash, if you're going to tell me that the way we said that it was that since the kinyan, the nature of the kinyan expresses the character of Mecca Chomemka, so then you don't have to borrow it from another place like Tesis says. And if you tell me that that's not the definition, but it's just the realm, so within this realm you really know nothing. And what does it help me that by Hegdish, that Kesef is counted by Hegdish? So what does it do with this? What does it do with this Mecca Chomemka over here? It's by Kesef, but how do you know by you have Manashach? And how do I know from over there? How do I know to here? How do I know by Hedyot? Hedyot is a different set of kinyanim. You tell me if I have, if it is valid somewhere, then I can apply it. Then I can apply it over here. But if it's not valid anywhere else, then I can't apply it. And then I can't apply it over here. I mean, what is Mamanashah? Either you and we derived it inherently when we went to Sigur. We derived it inherently. But Tesis isn't willing to go as far as we did to derive it inherently. He has to have some type of a source outside of this area. I mean, why does he need that source outside of the area of Manasha? You understand what I mean? Exactly. Right. What Tesis means is not that Tesis is arguing with us, really. See, with the idea. Our idea is a good idea. And without our idea, you can't understand the Tesis. Because what good is it if it's over there? It doesn't help over there. Tesis holds that it has to have the character of Mecca Chamamka. But the only thing Tesis is concerned about is it has to qualify in terms of a Misa in order to be a kinyan. In other words, you could have something that's characteristic of Mecca Chamamka, but who says there's enough of a Misa there to demonstrate the Gmiras Das of the individual? See, in Misa kinyan, there's two things really. Misa kinyan clinches the deal, but it also is an expression of the Gemara's Das. He can't change his mind. Dibur Ba'oma, a person can express his Gemara's Das. That's the Rambam starts off in the beginning of Hilchos Mechira. A person can... you got the Rambam over there? Rambam says, Allah, Perak Aleph Halach Aleph. Hamnecha chena nikne bedvarim. Vafilu he'idu aleyem edem. Keitza. Bayez zani marchaloch. Yayin zani marchaloch. Evet zani marchaloch. Vaposko adomin v'rotza lekech v'amar kanisi. V'rotza ha'mocher v'amar macharti. Right? Right? Why does Ram have to say this halacha? Sounds funny like that. Of course, we know that Dibur Ba'oma is nothing. Well, why does Ram have to tell you that? There's a double pashut. He has to give a whole scenario there with the Eidim and this. Why does Ram have to say that? What's the answer?
Even though in
exactly. Because the Rambam's telling you that there's no Gemiras Das. Because the Maisa Kinyan qualifies for Gemiras Das. And no matter how much the person, the Maisa Kinyan really, the essential role of the Maisa Kinyan is that it finalizes the Gemiras Das. That's really the essence of a Maisa Kinyan. So the Rambam says, if that's the case, let's say I finalize the Gemiras Das in another way, through Dvarim, worthless. See? So you see from the Rambam's halacha that the essence of kinyan is really finalization of Gemiras Das. And that's why Tesis was bothered. Because Tesis said, while it is true that what? That you have to take that the kinyan has to have the character of the of Mecca Chamamker, and that's why you can't go to Chazaka, because Chazaka doesn't have the character of Mecca Chamamker. That's what Tesis answers his problem from Chazaka. However, Tesis says that nevertheless, how do we know that it's effective in terms of expression of the Gemiras Das? This you have to have God's knowledge to determine precisely what the extent of a Misa is to say that the Misa qualifies to tell me that that's enough Gemiras Das, that's as much Gemiras Das as I want. And that it's sufficient. The nature of the mice has to be one which is effective in terms of the full expression of Gemir's Das, and he can't change his mind anymore. You see? And that's really the role, one of the roles that the Mice HaKinyan plays. I mean, it's a central role that the Mice HaKinyan plays. It has to be an appropriate Mice HaKinyan, so it has to be from Mecha Chomemka, but it must be something that's expressive conclusively of the Gemiras of Das. That, only the Torah could tell you that. You can't decide. I mean, maybe lifting it two inches and 9/10 is not enough, but 3 inches is enough. That's only the Halacha can determine the precise measure of what is what quality, and also the nature of the Maisa. So that Tosfos answers, he says, that you see that it's good. Why? Because you see by Karka Behegdish. So you see from Karka and Hegdish, that's enough for Gemir's Das. And Mashiach you see by Metzi and Hefka. So once now that we know that's enough for Gemir's Das, so now the only question is the appropriate Kenyan. That Tosfos holds us far, that Mecha Chomemka is, it's from the realms of Mekach. It has to be expressive, characteristic of Mekach and Mekach, the kingdom. It has to be appropriate. But the reason why it takes us borrows from the other places is to demonstrate to show that it's not made up. In other words, what Tosfos is saying is that the Tosfos answer, Tosfos question is that maybe Chalitim, we're doing next Tosfos. So Tosfos answer, second answer is that the Pasuk Elkano Miyara Misecho wants to show you, is showing you that the Jew and the Goy make up a different transactional unit than a Jew and a Jew. That's what the Pasuk is telling you. You see? That's what the Pasuk is telling you. Pasuk is telling you that. Elkano Miyara Misecho, when it's a transactional unit between a Jew and a Jew, that's one type of opinion. But when it's a transactional unit between a Jew and a Goy, it's a different kind of a unit. See? A different kind of Kenyan. So therefore, Chalipin is impossible. Because in Chalipin, since a Chalipin is by Yisrael also, so it will come out, it's the same transactional unit. That's not what the Pasuk is. That's not the implication of the Pasuk. Alkona Miyara Misecha means Miyara Misecha. Where you have a unit of two Jews, that's where you have a type of kinyan. But a unit of Jew and Goy, it's another kind of kinyan. So it has to be a different kind of a kinyan. The pasuk is trying to show you that there's a different unit of a different transactional unit. So therefore, chalipin's no good because chalipin is by both of them, is by a Jew and a Goy. So it wouldn't be demonstrating the difference. I'm not translating Tosfos literally. I'm just telling you that's conceptually what results in Tosfos. You understand what I mean? Literally, what Tosfos is saying is "Okonam Yadam Isecha" means that the pasuk here is going to tell you, is going to show you a distinction between the Goy and the Jew. So it can't be the same thing. A new kinyan, a new area in which the kinyanim are different between a Jew and a Goy. So you can't take something which is a common feature of both of them. That's not the way to differentiate. It's trying to show you a new area of differentiation. But essentially, conceptually, what Tosfos is saying is that the pasuk is telling you that there's a separate unit. You could have said, of course, that miyara misecha. You could use both.
The question could have been why not kesef alone?
Right. So why not say miyara misecha? It's kesef alone, and kesef and chalipin. But miyara the chalipin is only chalipin. So therefore you tell me that's also a different transactional unit. Tai says no, it's not. The implication of Pasuk is that they, not that one that is different by the fact that it lacks a not that the transactional unit is differentiated halachically by the fact that he lacks one of the things that the Jew has, but he has a kinyan chadash. He has his own unique, that's right, that's a chadash. He has his own unique characteristic. What? That's a good point, isn't it? What's his kwal kwal low is besides, he's right. That would be the greatest differentiation. To have no kinyanim by a guy and no kinyanim by a Jew. But once they're both in the area of kinyanim, once they're both shaykh the kinyanim, then there's no uniqueness. There's no uniqueness in the transactional unit. If one has two kinyanim, one only has one. That's not uniqueness. No, uniqueness means each one has its own separate characteristic. One unit has one type of characteristic, the other unit has the other type of characteristic. That's basically that. That's good. All right, the second test we have. Good. The Gemara in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara says that when they ask the question that Levi holds its Kalef Shel Makna, right? So they asked the question, so they said, what do you mean? It's Nechasim She'eish Le'machrayas, which are going to be Nikne, Agav Nechasim She'ein Le'machrayas. Because through the Metaltlin, I'm giving him the land. I'm the Makna, Makna the land, and I'm doing it for the Maisa King, and I'm giving him my handkerchief. So Gemara says, no, that's a stupid question. Why? Because with the enjoyment, Bahiyanor the Komakabomine, with the enjoyment that the buyer receives from the fact that the seller receives from the fact that the buyer has received this handkerchief, so then he's gomer and he's gomer
makad.
So in other words, what the Gemara means is it's the same like in every transaction. Like ordinarily, like the by kesef. So who gives the kesef? So the kesef is the kesef is given by the buyer. So I receive the money, and therefore I have Gemara's das to sell. You see? So the Gemara says over here it's the same thing. When I give him the handkerchief, so I'm so happy that he accepted the handkerchief from me. That I'm giving my land with that happiness, with that satisfaction. So what kind of a thing is this? Where's the Maisa King? What's going on here? So you see from this Gemara that what is the nature of Chalipin is different. See, Chalipin is more abstract. It's more abstract. It's the it's really purely, it has a tzura, but the nature of the kingdom is purely an expression of the of Gemara's das. So therefore, the Gemara says that with this hanah that I receive, we know there was a the abstract hanah is really the Maisa King. The abstract hanah is really the Maisa King. So therefore, what Taisus it could be what Taisus means like this. That if there wouldn't be kesef or mashicha by a guy, there wouldn't be any objective kinyanim in which there's an objective tzuras hakinyan, and where the tzuras hakinyan per se really performs the ma'is hakinyan. So I would never say that chalipin is effective, because chalipin is sort of a more advanced kinyan. Chalipin is a more advanced kinyan. It's not as basic a kinyan as kesef or mashicha. We don't have it exactly. It has to be something along those lines. What Taisus means. You know what I mean? You see from Levi that it's not. It's bayanor. Bayanor means it's. We know there's a conclusive expression of Gemara's das because the man did it. It's the mice itself. The fact that he's willing to do this action with me is an expression of the Gemara's das. That's the whole essence of the Kenyan over there. That's the whole essence of the Kenyan. So therefore, it's a different type of, it's a more sophisticated Kenyan. Basically, like saying that if you don't have the basic Kenyan of Kesed, then you'd never say that a guy could do Chalipin. That could be what Taisus means. That's right. That's what I mean. In other words, the Taisus is saying that if the basic kinyanim don't exist, then a convention, a kinyan which is a convention, doesn't exist either. That's right. Chalipin is really a kinyan which is a convention. It's a vizosa to the Bisrael. It's an expression of Gemara's das. You have to do it the right way. The question is, Kalef Shel Kana, Kalef Shel Makna, is only you have to do it the right way, otherwise you're not doing Chalipin. But the essence of Chalipin is that it's a convention. It's a kinyan which is a convention. So what Taisus is saying is that if they wouldn't have the basic kinyanim, they would never be able to have kinyanim which are conventions. We'd never say that they have kinyanim that are conventional, because they don't have basic kinyanim. That's really what I think Taisus means. They don't have basic kinyanim, so that means the Torah didn't give them any kinyanim. The Torah didn't supply them with any kinyanim. The Torah didn't supply them with any kinyanim, then to say that they can create conventional kinyanim, I never would say that. I would never say that. You have to show me that they're in the parsha first of Kinyan. That's why Chalipin really is the Kinyan of Gemara's Das, because it's a conventional Kinyan. The Tzuras HaMaisa is not the essence of the Kinyan. Of course, you need to do the proper Tzuras HaMaisa, because otherwise you're not doing what the convention was. But the nature of the Kinyan is essentially that this is an expression of Gemara's Das. Whereas other kinyanim have basic objective structures. The lines were formulated by the derais itself, by the Torah itself. The fact that a conventional kinyan works is because, you see, we know the fact that people do, this is the Gemara's Das. They never change their mind after that. They don't change their mind after that. But when the Torah delineates kinyanim, Torah describes kinyanim, so you have to know precisely what is considered objectively. It's not a convention, objectively, that this amount, you can't change his mind anymore. Okay? I just want to start again. We're going to go more on Lamed Zayin and Beis and Gittin. All right, the difference between Kinyan HaGuf and between Kinyan Maisi Adayim and an Eved. So it's said like this, that the Kinyan, there's two reasons why I have Sussum in an object. Why the object is monetarily mine. One reason the object is monetarily mine because I simply have monetary kinyan on the object. The other reason the object is mine is it stems from the essential definition of the object. The essential definition of the object is that I have monetary rights to whatever he does. You see, that's his essence. In other words, in one case, I only have to make a Mechal Hashem Eved. Mechal Hashem Eved is what, once I make Mechal Hashem Eved, then automatically everything's mine. The other case, I have to have direct ownership of the monetary rights. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. And an Ove Kochavim is Kona, another Ove Kochavim, he's only Kona him in terms of monetary rights. It's a Kinyan Dama. It's a Kinyan Dama, you see. But insofar as the essence is concerned, you can't say that one guy has monetary rights and another guy, because the second guy is essentially defined as someone who is, because of his essential definition, that he has rights. You can't say that in another guy. But with a Jew, it's true. That is, the Jew owns an Eved Kenani, so the ownership and the rights stem from his essential definition. Okay? And that's why the difference between the two is whether you need to get shichur or not. If you say it's just a monetary phenomena, so then there's no place for get shichur. It just is a kinyan mominus. But if you say that it's really a definition, the reason why I have rights in him is because he has a certain definition, and the rights stem from his definition, so then the get shichur is in place, because the get shichur is mafkia, that definition. The same thing we said by ishus. An ishus ish is a definition. It's not that an isha has all different rights of bia and I'm purchasing her rights of bia, restricting them to myself. That's not the way it works. It's a chal shem in the isha of ashes ish, and that ashes ish, the chal shem, automatically gives me exclusive rights. You see, so that's why in order to remove that, you need a get. A get is something which changes the status of a gavra. That's what a get is, universally. Whether it's by isha, whether it's by avadim, that's what a get does. It changes the universal status of the gavra. See? Then, and that's why we explained that the halacha of avodim have dinim avodim never as kedushas Yisrael. It's like we explained the phenomenon of geiris. A geiris is not in the Kabbalah Samitzvahs, but geiris really is, and it really is a separate institution that they're a part of Klal Yisrael. If there was no Klal Yisrael, you couldn't have any geiris. Even though a person in the Kabbalah Samitzvahs wouldn't get geiris. Means by definition is kahal geiris. It means they're a part. They're related to the klal in a certain way. An Eved has a different relationship to the Klal. That's why an Eved has mitzvahs. But an Eved has mitzvahs, Ke'isha, doesn't mean in any way that he's like an Isha. Because an Isha, her Kedushas Yisrael is of a different nature. It's because she's essentially Yisrael. An Eved's Kedushas Yisrael hinges upon his Shem Eved. The Shem Eved gives him the Kedushas Yisrael. The fact that he's an Eved Shel Yisrael. The institution of Avdus carries with it a certain measure of Kedushas Yisrael, you see, and that's why he's chayav the mitzvahs. He's chayav mitzvahs kenashim simply because nashim are the lowest category of asiyas mitzvahs. That's the part of the mitzvah says is man groma. So he's only chayav in the lower system, but it has nothing to do with it's not because of an identification between him and the Yisha. It's a different kind of Kedushas Yisrael altogether. All right,
according to the Kabbalah.
That's what is by Eved Ivri. By Eved Ivri also. That's what when the Gemara says Zoso Maris Eved Ivri Gufa Konoi, what it means is that the reason why I have the Eved is not that I purchase monetary rights of the Eved, is it? But the reason why the work that he does belongs to me is because there's an entity, a definition of Eved Ivri. It stems from his definition. There's an institution and a definition of the gavra. The gavra is defined as an eved ivri. And that's why the right, that's why whatever he does belongs to me.
Is there a get shechah by an eved ivri?
No. There's no get shechah by an eved ivri. That's true. But by eved ivri, there's a halacha that rabba mosalo shifcha kaninus. So you see, it's a different institution. What we said was that wherever there's a get, there's always a chal Hashem, but not the converse. Not the converse. Eved ivri is gufa konoi. It's a chal Hashem, but you don't need a get to be mafkir that chal Hashem. But you see that it's a chal Hashem, I'll prove it to you. Why? Because you see, not only that, but even further, an eved ivri could be niknet to an over kachavim. To an over kachavim, right? And in Ova, when he's nicknamed to Ova Kachovim, it's not a Kenyan Agav. It's not a Kenyan Agav. See? So over here. Ova Kachovim calling Yisrael, Rashi says, L'maisa Yodav, Shnema V'chisasa Yad Ger, Oleike Mishpachas Ger. So an Ova Kachovim can be calling Yisrael, L'maisa Yodav, right? Ever and Ever Ivri, right? But over there, it's not a Kenyan Agav, right? And by Ever Ivri and Nimkala Akum, is not Ein Rabba Moslo Shifra Kanayas, because there is no Kinyan Agor. Because there is no Kinyan Agor. Doesn't stem from his definition. Alright? That's why Rashi says that when now the problem is, how is a Jew Kono Never Kanani? So when he's Kono him from the Goy, all he gets is Lot, Maisi Yadav. It's only a monetary Kinyan. So how does he get a Kinyan Agor? So Rashi says he gets the Kinyan Agor. For the Gufe Betfilo L'Shem Avdus. Can I mean it be Vamos Acholes? So the tefillah l'shem avdus creates the chalei shem of an eved kanani, and then once the chalei shem eved kanani is created, then everything belongs to him by the definition of the gavra. It stems from the definition of the gavra. Okay.
It makes sense.
Right. That's a tefillah is a halachic process which makes him part of Israel. Right. That's good.
Is there any chiyuv?
Now they na'anim ila b'kaspa. Maybe the only way that this could take place is how.
Yes,
is through Kesler. In other words, the Kenyan that the guy has in another guy is only in Kesler. But maybe Chazaka doesn't work. Okay, here's what Taisvis, this is the part of Sugi that Taisvis and Bukhara is interested in. Okay? Now, there's one thing I want to modify. Something that we said before I want to modify. In other words, what I want to say is that we try too much to differentiate between the Kenyan Aguf of an Eved Kanani and the Kenyan Aguf of an Eved Ivri. We said the Kenyan Aguf of an Eved Kanani, we said, is really the Gufo. I think we're doing something like that. It's in a substance of the Gavra. I'd rather leave that open. I'd rather not define that. In other words, there is a difference between, they both, in other words, Eved and Eved, Avdus is an institution. And the reason why the work of the person belongs to me stems from the definition of the gavra. But there's two different definitions. One definition is an eved kanani. It's a different type of definition. And there's another definition which is eved ivri. Let's leave it as being different. Okay? Let's not try to differentiate between the two types of kinyan agav. I'd rather not. I don't think we're justified in doing that. You understand what I mean? It's both a definition, both based upon the essential definition. But there's two different definitions. Okay, all right, let's go for it. So Gemara asks a question where it says maybe that works by Kesef, but how do you know Chazaka? What is the Gemara's question? Like the Shvoi, we know from this pasuk of this Nachalta Mosam that you can do a Kenyan with Kesef, a Kenyan and a Kenyan Dumin in the Evid Kesef. But how do you know that Chazaka works? How do you know that the Goyin can be counted with Chazaka? So the Gemara says, "I'm a papa. I'm an emor of tiru b'sicha." So you see that goyim have chazaka and karka. All right. So therefore, an avodim is hukash to karkois. Take a look at these two Rashi's. The first Rashi b'chazaka, right? So what does Rashi say? He says, "How do you know this kind of a chazaka? What type of chazaka? It's a chazaka of avdus, right? Hilbisho, anilo, chitzo. That's the case of the tashmish, in other words, shimush." Nay, the Israel Kana Lelov Kovim Chazaka, this Kishavam Makakos, Avol Ove Kachov Mokoni, Kaka Bechazaka Israel, Elakol Kinyanab Kesef. But the guy's Kinyanam are limited to Kesef. So the Gemara says, I'm in the Mof Tiro Besichon, Alma Ove Kachovim Kona Mechavera Kaka Bechazaka, Vahai Eved Nami, Kivin the Afkare Israel Beyush, Kona Lelov Kachovim Bechazaka. Alright?
So now we say, so it's a funny thing in Rashi. First, Rashi says, kol kinyano bekesa. Then, right? Then he says, no, you can do chazaka. I mean, it seems like a tarat asasri. Rashi first says, kol kinyano bekesa. It's a general principle by a guy that kol kinyano bekesa. And Rashi should have said, Rashi shouldn't have said, kol kinyano bekesa. Rashi should have said, I would think only kesa. What do you mean, kol kinyano bekesa? Kol kinyano bekesa implies that Rashi maintains that it excludes chazaka. Now Rashi comes back and says, no, you see from another pasuk that what that is. So it comes out of the Sugya Mecharis. Is a problem because do we hold kol kinyano bekesef or not? So the maskana is not kol kinyano bekesef. Throws the whole sugya into a problem. That's what Taisus deals with. All right. Okay. So anyway, so the Gemara says tiru b'sichon. So okay. Ashkechin over kachovim over kachovim. See, we find we know the case that an over kachovim can be kohen and another over kachovim. But over kachovim yisroel menolan. How do you know that an over kachovim can be kohen yisroel with chazaka? So the chsiv vayish mimenu shevi. So the Gemara says, you see that what? That he can acquire a person, a Jew, through chazaka.
I don't know that.
Why the Gemara? The Gemara asked the question because the Gemara is talking about the shvaya capturing an Eved Kenani, which already is a Yisrael. But he has a kedushas Yisrael. So how do you know it can be a Yisrael? With what? With chazaka. So the answer is vayish mimenu shevi. Okay. Then moreover, Taisa Sakashi says, you see that his whole kinyan and Ovid Kachovim's entire kinyan is what? Is mishicha. So how could he do with chazaka? How is it possible to do with the chazaka? Yes. And Rashi had the same problem, really. So Taisa argues with Rashi about whether can kol kinyano bekesef or kol kinyano mishicha. Seems to be a question of how you pass in the Gemara B'charis. But anyways, the problem is, it's the same problem really in both. The question we raised on Rashi before is the same question that's bothering Taisus. That since a guy, the Gemara already decided in Bukharis that a guy only has one type of kinyan, whether it's Kesef, whether it's Mashicha is one problem. But either way, you see it's halacha of kol kinyano, either the Kesef or either the Mashicha. So how could the Gemara come along and say that what? That Chazaka works. So Taisvis answers is Elitzarach the Hocha b'Chazaka shall kibush mocham airi. That's the same Taisvis that he answers in Bacharis. What does Taisvis solve by saying it's Chazaka of kibush mochama? What is the Chazaka of kibush mochama? The Chazaka of kibush mochama is really the same thing as Gneva. By Gneva we use a different kind of Chazaka. It's not actually a kinyan. It's not really a kinyan. See, by Gneva, why do we say the Ganef is Kona? Because it's Tachas Yadav. It's Tachas Rishusa. It's under his jurisdiction. It's under his jurisdiction. Now, since it's under his control, so that itself gives Bailus. But it's not through a technical Maisa which results in a Chalos. It's simply the situation of Kibush, the situation of having it under your control that gives you Bailus. So it comes up that there's two types of Kinyana. There's a kinyan which there are kinyanim which stem from a mechanism which transfers a chalas shem, which creates a chalas shem. That's a mechanism. Those are the kinyanim, like kesef and mashicha. There's other types of kinyanim. Then there's another kind of kinyan. There's a kinyan that results simply from tisa, the fact that you're a teifes, that it's under your power, so therefore it gives you bilus. I wouldn't call it a kinyan so much as bilus. You see, it's really bilus. Bilus can either stem from the institution of kinyanim, the technical institution of kinyanim, or bilus could stem from the fact that you have possession, you have power over it, you have control over it. All right. So therefore, really, kibush is really a different kind of a kinyan. That's what Taisa is saying. Kibush is a kinyan which stems from the fact that you have possession. It's really a kinyan geneva. The only thing is that by kinyan geneva, it's kinyan geneva brought out to the fullest extent. The only thing is by kinyan geneva, why is it not really completely kana by kinyan geneva? It's a type of kinyan. But why isn't the ganef really kana? Because it's yachal atzir b'dayan. Because since there's a system of law, so his tfisa is incomplete. He has a tfisa, but it's yachal atzir b'dayan. There's dayanim here. So the chalishem in the chefza remains because of the fact that it's that there's a system of law. He can go to a beis din and he can get it. The other person can get it because he has a chalashem in the chafza. But by kibush, you can't say such a thing. That's the difference between kibush and between a ganef. By a ganef, the ganef himself, he's an individual. So therefore, the society if one guy steals, if one guy does chazaka, grabs an eved, is nothing. Because his tefisa is incomplete because of the fact that you have a system which can be mafkia's tefisa. He's within a system. In kibush, you're not within a system. Kibush means the whole nation is conquering. So there is no system to account, there's no external system. It's the ultimate possession. Kibush is really the ultimate possession. That's the kinyan of chazaka. That's what I explained. That the kinyan of chazaka of kibush is a different kind of a kinyan. It's a bilus that emerges from the tfisa, from the jurisdiction, the power over the object. But it's not really a technical kinyan. So there's no contradiction between the Gemara and Bechiris to the Gemara and Gittin. Because the Gemara and Bechiris is speaking in terms of kinyanim, which are maisa kinyan, which result in the chalas shem. But the Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara says that there's a kinyan chazaka, another type of kinyan, a kinyan chazaka for a guy, it's a different process altogether. It's bilus that results from the full possession of the guy. That's kibush. That's what kibush is really. You see? So it's a different category altogether, different category of kinyanim. We call it kinyan because it results in bilus. But really, they're two different phenomena. One is the term kinyan should really be applied only to the regular kinyan, like kesef, mashiach, and these other shtar, all these other, which effectuate a chalos shame in the object.
But in the bottom
but
line,
in terms of bringing about bilus, they both result in bilus. But the bilus that's brought about by chazaka is not a bilus that's brought about through the performance of a technically structured action. It's simply because of possession, not because of certain action which results in a chalos. That's really what Taisha said.
But the bottom line is,
that's why Taisha points out the problem in Rashi. Because if you're going to say it's man ilo mal bisho marchitzo, now you're talking about a kinyan chazaka already. So you're talking about a kinyan chazaka already.
So
how could you say kol kinyan
b'kesef?
You see? Taisha's talking about kibush mechoma, it's a different thing. But Rashi's difficult because Rashi's talking about el bisho mil rechitzo, it's a totally different thing. The only way that you could answer Rashi is to say that Rashi maintains that Hilbisho and Ilo Hirchitzo is, where did that come from? Because what does it show? It shows subservience on the part of the Eved. So it's an extension of the concept of Kibush.
Well,
in other words,
remote,
but it's Kibush
remote.
Brought to the... It's Kibush which is brought to the...
individual.
To within the society. But it's an extension of the concept. What I mean to say by extension of the concept, I mean if there was no kinyan kibush, this kinyan would not be effective. Since that's the case, so it partakes of the same nature of kibush. If it partakes of the same nature of kibush, so it's no kashan kol kinyan obekesef. Because kol kinyan obekesef means the technical kinyanim. See? But this is simply an extension of the concept of possession. An extension of the concept of possession. The nature of the kinyan is different. That's true. It's difficult, really, because the point is that even if you'll say it's an extension of kibush, but it's not the phenomena of kibush. I got to think. In other words, the problem is, the question is chazaka. Is chazaka in the class of she'ar kinyanim? If I say that chazaka is derived from kibush, it's an extension, it's a form of kibush. It's a small kibush, a limited kibush. But it's within, it's an extension, it's a limited concept of kibush. Would that change the nature of the kinyan? That's the question we're talking about. Would that change the nature of the kinyan? And would it make the kinyan, would it remove the kinyan from the category of a performance whose technical structure creates a chalos, and rather place it in the category of simply the situation, it's a situational kinyan. The situation gives the bilus. Is it the situation that gives the bilus, or is it a maisa kinyan which results in a chalos bilus? That's the question we have to think about with regard to chazaka. According to Rashi, it seems to be an extension of kibush. Why? Because then the Gemara says that I'm gonna move to sikh and I'm gonna kind of a kaka bachazaka. The chazaka that he's talking about is chazaka of kibush. So what does Rashi bring? Well, what does one thing have to do with the other? If you're going to say that Rashi is talking about manilo marchita, has no shaykhs whatsoever. So you have to say Rashi learns that the kinyan of chazaka really stems from the concept of kibush. It's an extension of kibush in a limited form. The question is, when I extend it into a limited form, what is the nature of the of the process that brings about bilis? Is it a technical mice?